This week on Who Said That, I'll be riding a solo and packing the week's hottest celebrity and lifestyle news headlines. Starting with the Dr. Nandipa and Thabo Bester saga, followed by Bongani Fassie's weird panga attack, and lastly, Buji Biko denying that he ever assaulted Boiti in 2021. Let's get straight into it. Today we saw Dr. Nandipa Magudumana and her boyfriend Thabo Bester, also known as the Facebook rapist, land back in South Africa after being apprehended in Tanzania about a week ago. The entire nation has been watching this story in awe, not even believing that these two would have made it back to South Africa. But much to our surprise, we woke up to the news that they had landed at Lanseria Airport in Gauteng. Shortly after landing, weirdly enough, Dr. Magudumana appeared in court today and her case has been remanded to the 17th of April. People can't believe their eyes. She wasn't appeared in court, you know, clad in a Nike running jacket, and South Africans have a running joke that like Uzi is the brand for criminals. Sadly for the brand, it's the association that they have after a number of criminals have appeared in the dock of courts wearing the Uzi branding, but Dr. Nandipa might have switched that and given like a little bit of a, you know, urban, semi-luxury streetwear vibe to crime appearing in her Nike jacket in the dock. She will be facing a number of charges like tampering with dead bodies and a number of charges actually that I don't know of the range of crimes she's committed in not only getting involved with a convicted criminal, getting him out of jail and replacing his body with that of a person who is believed to have died before it was framed that he died in the fire when people wanted to believe, or Nandipa and them wanted us to believe, that it was Thabo Bester. So it's all anyone's been able to talk about, including the fact this past week that she was caught in possession of a passport of a friend of hers who's a celebrity doctor. She's got a very long name that I actually can't remember right now, but she's popularly known as Dr. Pashi. And she denied any links to Dr. Magudumana, saying that she had stolen her identity. You know, these are claims that she's made against her that will then have to be proven in these investigations. And everyone will be watching these court cases closely to see what's popping. The Dr. Nandipa and Thabo Bester saga was actually so popular that the panga attack on Bongani Fassie barely made a drop in the ocean in terms of getting attention. Alternatively, or under different circumstances, this is something that would have caught everyone's attention, but like, you know, people are too busy, you know, using up all their yours and their shock at this Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandipa saga. But the story goes that Bongani Fassie, son of the late legend Brenda Fassie, was attacked this past week in Rand Park Ridge. He claims he was hanging out with some friends and he pulled up to a traffic light in his BMW and a dude with a panga that he doesn't know just came up to him at the traffic light and just started trying to chop him up. And this person allegedly hit him in the face first and then tried to hack his arm. And in the gruesome video that he posted on his Instagram account, you can actually see two like very, very disgusting cuts on his arm, very deep. It kind of goes almost to the bone, but it's such a situation that's like so crazy, like you can't even believe that it really happened, especially because the blood in the car is so red and blood is known to change color after being exposed to the air for quite some time. So people have been left with a lot of questions about this situation. I mean, even myself, I thought it was like a prosthetic and some like set makeup on his arm until I saw him moving his fingers. I'm like, okay, maybe it's not a fake arm, but it's just crazy to believe that someone would do that to him and that he would survive. And not only survive, but having such deep cuts in his arm, have his phone out to like document his injuries. It's just a very weird situation. But we'll be watching that closely and bringing you updates on citizen.co.za. And for our last story, we are catching up with South African media personality Buji Biko, who's had a hard time since 2021, where he is said to have attacked fellow celebrity Boiti Tulo at the Courtyard Hotel following a Huawei event. At the time, Huawei was hosting an event launching a new phone, and Buji was one of the influencers they had invited on their guest list. Boiti is a known Huawei influencer. So she was there in her capacity as like a Huawei influencer, brand ambassador. I don't know what the deal is there. And the pair were at the hotel with some staff from Huawei and other guests, where it is said that Buji attacked Boiti. The Citizen is in possession of some audio of that that you can check out on our website. But what we are focusing on today is him claiming that he never hit her. This despite photos emerging shortly after the assault showing her covered in blood. And she even said she had sustained a scar on her forehead from the incident, which saw the pair end up in court, where he was remanded in custody and later granted bail and demanded to stay away from Boyce. She was granted a restraining order against him. But now I don't know what's happening with the, terms of the restraining order. They were told to not speak about her, but now he's speaking about it. Check out what he said.
Because even when I said to them, I there was a blog that I was like, who gives you this information? Who gives you this information? Angaza ngishaya umuntu ngebhodlela champagne. I've never stabbed any neighbor.
Well, we all believe that. That's the thing.
You saw a picture.
Yes.
And after you saw a picture, everybody concluded, Guti, that was blood. That was not blood. Besiphuma emanzini, we pull. They're saying it, I'd rather have her.
Wait, just hold on. We have cell phones. I just need to, I don't know if I just want to make sure that.
I
will not absolve or.
The host of the podcast echoed everybody's sentiments in not believing Bougie because the videos and pictures that emerged after the attack clearly showed an injured Boyce covered in blood, bleeding from her forehead where he's said to have hit her with a champagne bottle. This, in his audio, he said he never stabbed a neighbor. He's referring to a past incident where he's said to have stabbed a neighbor of his, and this appeared in the newspapers. Now he's doing like some, I guess it's some kind of like cleanup, claiming that he never did these things, but nobody knows why he's only coming now 2 to 3 years after the fact to say he never did these things. It's just a very weird, turn of events, but a lot of people have come forward online, to kind of question his position that he's taking, to say that what they saw in the picture, for him to say that what people saw in the picture wasn't blood. People are like, were you guys swimming in tomato sauce? Like, we don't understand what's going on here. But the story goes, Boyce, who is spiritually gifted or has undergone the process of Ukthwasa to become a Sangoma, was involved in some kind of, I guess I'd call it a reading with Bougie, where she was giving him a message from his ancestors, and he didn't like the message that he got, and that led to an altercation between the pair. He is then said to have thrown a bottle at her, or hit her with a bottle rather, and these are the claims that she lodged against him, or the charges that she lodged against him in a court of law. And the court believed they had sufficient evidence to grant her a restraining order, so I don't know if Bougie thinks we're all imagining things and the judge was also imagining things, but I would like to know why he now comes after the fact to say he didn't do it. And is he aware of the fact that it seems as though he's minimizing the very, very violent reality that we live in here in South Africa, where people of all kinds are violently attacked on an almost daily basis? It just seems like he's trying to bring light to the situation while trying to save his career. I feel like there are other ways to go about it, and taking accountability would be one of the best ways for him to do that. Thank you so much for joining us on Who Said That. This has been our weekly recap of the top celebrity and lifestyle news headlines from citizen.co.za. My name is Kay Salisha, and I can't wait to do this again with you next week.